Ooh, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Have you heard that song? I'm not singing it correctly, but it's talking about good vibes. You know, for a while, you may have seen different things all around that had good vibes, weekend vibes, good vibes. We're going to talk about how you can bring some good vibes to your life. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Good vibes. Yeah, some good vibes right here. Soaking up some sun. Enjoying the breeze. Hiding a little bit from the breeze. I'm gonna walk a little bit. And hopefully it won't bring too much of a rumble like it did in my last two podcasts. I do apologize for all of the wind. I tried to drown it out as much as possible, but still couldn't get all of that out. And I just did not record it over. I tried to be as authentic as possible, and I do less recording as possible. Well, not less, I mean less, what do you call it? Not recording, less. I can't even think of the word right now. Editing, dang, editing, right? See, I'm not even gonna edit this part out. I said dang, ooh, could have said something else. But anyway, I digress. How can you bring good vibes as I'm walking barefoot? Oh, I love walking barefoot. As I walk barefoot, and I was gonna sit on the swing, but I see a spider web. Come on, sir. You like, I leave the area for one day, and the spiders are like, yes, humans are gone. Take my rightful place again. There's probably tons of ways that you can add some good vibes your way. A lot of times we can share all the things. Like recently, I shared information about de-stressing, and part of having those good vibes is learning how to de-stress. And still, you know, it's still labeling things, right? Good, bad, whatever. But a lot of times, using those terms can reach some people that you may want to try to reach. And sometimes, that's the only word that people can understand. A lot of times, you can't articulate some things that you're feeling or just the mode or mood that you want to explain. So a lot of times we can have these things just like adding some great self-care. The first thing when you put that out, people want to go for the spa treatments and you know all of those, which are great. I like going to the spa. But there are some other things that are more, it takes more work. Yes, I'm saying that it takes work to have some good vibes. Because it's something you can't just turn on and off. It's changing that mindset. Even when everything breaks loose and stuff hit the fan, can you still bring some good vibes your way? Can you still find the good? Even when it seems like everything is going wrong in your life? But according to universal law and all the laws of nature and all those things, We're supposed to. We're supposed to be able to find the good and bounce back. And it's easier said than done. And sometimes we just are resistant. We don't want to because we want somebody else to feel what we're feeling, or we want to just stay in our place. Maybe it's easier. It's less work. Like, who, when you tell somebody it takes work, a lot of people don't want to actually work. When you say it takes work to have a business, really? Because such and such makes it looks all, you know, look all glamorous. Yes. And then maybe it is glamorous to them. We all have our different paths, different stories, different ways of presenting things. So I say, how can you? I ask, how can you bring good vibes your way? I have a solution for you. The solution is meditation. Yes, you've heard me say all types of things about meditation. Let me tell you, I've been meditating now for about, 6 years maybe? Something like that, about 6 years. And it's a process. Things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore. The way I used to react to certain things, I don't react the way I used to act. Do I still have a long way to go? Yes, I still have a long way to go. There's still some things that I need to address. There's still some fears I need to face. There's still some things I need to say. And sometimes I won't say it. Or maybe things I don't need to say, but I still say it. There's so many things, but it's a work in progress, right? And it does take work. And it's cultivating a meditation lifestyle. And if you are a business owner listening to this, which I hope a lot more business owners will listen to it, this podcast. And if you know any, please pass this podcast along, because I really want to speak to those business owners to keep focus. You know, it can be challenging, and you need some good vibes to flow so you can run your business. A lot of times what causes our businesses to fail is us not being able to focus due to, like, now the cars and the motorcycles going by, but not being able to focus due to personal things that are going on in our life. And if they can get a few tools to get through, to add more calm and less stress, do you know how much more impactful they could be in their business? How more impactful you can be in your business? Because I know you are a business owner. You're getting your business together, right? You're trying to do better, right? But just think about that. But one thing in trying to add more meditation, in trying to cultivate a meditative lifestyle, you have to believe that it will work for you. Some days you may not even want to meditate. Some days you're not even focused. It doesn't mean that you failed. You now know what things are still coming up for you that maybe you need to address. A lot of times you may want to keep a notepad and a piece of, and a pen or a pencil handy so you can jot down some things. That way, if something comes up, you can actually learn how to address those things. So we need to change our beliefs. So look around, see if you have a few minutes to really get quiet get with yourself, and we're going to start changing what we believe one moment at a time. That's what living mindfully is all about. One moment at a time. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You choose what you bring into your space. You have the choice. You have free will. You decide. You make the plans. You enforce the plans. You can pivot. You can change whenever you choose. Embrace what comes. Embrace what goes. Take the moment as it comes. Remember to breathe. At any time, breathe in the things that you want to keep. And breathe out what you need to let go. You get to decide. You only need a few moments to really focus on the things you wish to receive and keep, and believe every moment adds to the change that you want to see. Repeat after me. Meditation is bringing good vibes my way. Meditation is bringing good vibes my way. Meditation is bringing good vibes my way.